9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Never meant that much to me. And how do I find that old familiar feeling? The one that carried me so many years ago. The fun was dominoes and seven up and Seagram's. Well, things were simple.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sacks, Loki's still a deer. And I still shake a boat squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Less Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back into Riders Field. What a night it was last night for the Rough Riders, evening the series at a game apiece. It's a winner-take-all scenario tonight in Game 3 of the Texas League South Division Series. A trip to the Texas League Championship set on the line. The Rough Riders winning it last night 4-3 in 11 innings. Abimelech Ortiz, the hero in that one, not once but twice, tying the game with a solo homer down to his final strike in the bottom of the ninth, and then hitting the walk-off sacrifice fly to bring home Max Acosta in that 11th inning. The Rough Riders lost to the Midland Rockhounds back on Tuesday in Midland, a 2-0 ball game. So it's been a lot of really good pitching, especially from the starters on both sides in consecutive games. A starter for each team has picked up 12 strikeouts, and coincidentally, Winston Santos took home the loss in Game 1 with 12 strikeouts. And yesterday, Jack Perkins wasn't given the loss, but his team lost after he struck out 12. Should be an exciting one again on the Hill this evening alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. Let's meet those starting pitchers. First for the visitors tonight, the Midland Rockhounds, an Oakland Athletics affiliate. It's the 28-year-old right-hander Jake Walkinshaw, who is 1-1 with a 2.15 ERA this year at the AA level across 8 appearances, 7 of those starts. He's allowed 7 earned runs and 29 and a third innings of work. He attacks with a sinker, changeup, and slider mix. Does mix in a four-seam fastball, but that's on rare occasions. The 28-year-old from Seymour, Connecticut, was a former 36th-round pick back in 2019 out of southern New Hampshire. He has faced the Rough Riders this year. Back on August 10th, he went 4 scoreless, 2-hit innings, walking 1 and striking out 3, but the Rough Riders ended up winning that game 3-1. And in this month, he has a 3.68 ERA across 2 outings. And on the other side for the Rough Riders, it's the number 18 prospect in the Rangers organization, the left-handed pitcher Mitch Bratt, 2-2 with a 5.45 ERA across 7 appearances, 6 of those starts here for the Rough Riders. Overall on the season, he's 8-6 with a 3.75 ERA, racking up 117 strikeouts and just over 110 innings of work. Attacks with a fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter. He's one of the youngest hurlers in the Texas League at 21 years old, originally from Canada. The Rangers thought so highly of him coming out of high school that they used a fifth-round selection in 2021 to select him. He has been excellent. He makes his second career Double-A start, second career Double-A start against Midland. His second ever Double-A start was against the Midland Rockhounds. He was the losing pitcher back on August 8th, going 6 innings, allowing 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of those earned. He didn't issue any walks, although he did hit 2 batters while striking out 7. He has given up exactly 4 earned runs in back-to-back outings, but a guy that possesses a ton of swing and miss stuff. It's Mitch Bratt on the Hill, the number 18 prospect, the left-hander, going to work against the Rockhounds. On the other side, Jake Walkinshaw takes on a Rough Riders lineup that showed that they could show up late in the ballgame yesterday. So it's Walkinshaw for the Rockhounds and Bratt for the Rough Riders. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll give you our interview with Abimelech Ortiz, the hero last night, and Carlos Cardozo, the Rough Riders manager, there to translate.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back in the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're joined by Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza and the hero of last night, Abimelech Ortiz. Abby, I want to just talk to you a little bit about what you saw last night, the season down to its final strike. What were you looking for at the plate?
Wow, en ese momento tenía muchas emociones encontradas. Obviamente no quería perder el juego. Me concentré en buscar mi picheo, ¿verdad? Adentro y concentrarme en ganar el juego.
Wow, that moment I really had a lot of emotions going on at the plate. I didn't want the season to end. I wanted to do a job, and I was looking for my pitch, looking for something inside, and, you know, get a chance to extend the game.
Did you feel like the moment you hit it, you knew that that game was going to be tied?
Automáticamente, desde que hice el swing, que vi la bola que cogió distancia, cogió altura, yo dije, esa pelota está lejos.
Automatically, I know when the ball left the bat and I saw it get distance and get some height, I said that ball has hit a ton.
You guys go all the way into the 11th inning. You get another shot at the dish. Low pitch. You went down shallow center field. Did you feel like it was going to be deep enough to get Max home to win things and force a game three?
Pues en ese momento me dio un poco de... Me asustó un poquito ya que no fue un fly muy, muy, muy atrás. Pero al ver el center field que le salió, por decirlo así, mal, se puso debajo de la pelota y no creó un momentum para tirar hacia home, pues sabía que la carrera iba a anotar.
Yeah, in that moment I wasn't sure because I know it wasn't a deep fly ball that was going to get him in easy. But as I saw the center fielder kind of get under it and not play behind it, I said, man, we have a chance right here and able to get the job done.
Chatting with Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza and Abimelech Ortiz. Abby, is that the biggest at-bat, your favorite at-bat that you've had in your professional career to this point?
Wow, he tenido otros turnos en cual le he dado un walk-off homer, pero en verdad uno, en los playoffs ese fue el momento más oportuno que pudo haber tenido, las emociones más grandes que pudo haber tenido. De hecho, estoy hasta sin voz de tanto grito que hice y en verdad estoy muy agradecido con Dios con lo que pasó.
That's a good question. I've had some walk-off homers, but to be in that moment, I think in playoffs, that's the most timely hit home run I've gotten. And you know, I was pumped. I was emotional. I'm screaming. You can tell by my voice I'm a little hoarse now, but just thankful to God that I had that opportunity and was able to get it done.
Y también tenía esa sensación de que si fallaba el turno ya nos íbamos para la casa, así que literal el juego y la oportunidad estaba en mis manos en ese momento.
So and you know, I had that feeling, that sensation that if I don't get this done, you know, that's it, we're going home. So it's just so I knew that the opportunity to extend the game was in my hands, and I'm glad I was able to deliver.
Love it. One last thing for you, Abby. It's been a season of ups and downs for you, but ever since the All-Star break, you've been one of the best players in this league. What switched for you mentally?
Seguir enfocado, no desanimarme con todo lo que estaba viendo, seguir concentrado, trabajando duro en mi swing, trabajando duro en mi mentalidad, y no quitarme y creer en mi talento.
Just keep focusing, keep working hard, not put my head down. Continue to focus in my work, continue to work on my swing, and continue to work on my mentality and continue to believe in myself and in the talent I have.
Love it. A lot of excitement here in this series. One more to go before the Texas League Championship set. Rough Riders and Rockhounds ready for game three. Carlos, one last thing for you. That's an emotional game last night. What's the message to these guys before a win-or-go-home situation?
Yeah, Lou, there really was no message. Abby got the belt last night, and he delivered it. And he just told the guys, you know, he gave them a good message to get everybody ready for tonight and everybody to understand, you know, that every pitch matters and that every AB it matters. So it's credit really to these guys. Again, Abby extended our season last night, just a collective effort. So many big-time performances in last night's game to take us into today. And just to piggyback on your questions, Abby, he's been the best hitter, best OPS in July 10th. And, you know, that's such a credit to his hard work, the belief in himself, the talent he has, and I think also in the support that everybody in that locker room gives each other. So, you know, he's the right guy in the right spot last night, and, you know, everybody tonight is chomping at the bit to contribute and see if we can keep this going.
Love it. Thank you guys so much. That's Abimelech Ortiz and Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll get you set for this winner-take-all game three between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Rough Riders and Rockhounds just a couple of minutes away. Let's meet the Rough Riders lineup before the national anthem. It's Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, leading things off, followed by the second baseman, Maximo Acosta. The left fielder, Josh Hatcher, in the three spot. Cody Freeman behind him at third base. Abimelech Ortiz mans the first base bag, followed by Sebastian Walcott, the designated hitter. Cooper Johnson does the catching. The right fielder, Luis Mieses, in the eighth spot. And rounding things out is Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop. We're going to step aside. We'll get you the rest of those starting lineups when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It began back in April.
It's time for Season 21, Game 1 of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
138 games later, it's all down to this.
The 2024 Frisco Rough Riders are the best team by winning percentage ever in Texas Rangers AA affiliate history.
I'm just very happy for this group, staff, and players because I think they're so deserving of a playoff run.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Torres at the wall. And a hair!
Forget about it. First double-A homer for Sebastian Walcott.
Got him looking on the outside corner.
Dives, and he made the grab.
An electric night, and it ends in a walk-off.
To the wall. Gone!
Josh Hatcher gives the Riders the lead. A go-ahead homer in the top of the ninth inning.
Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him.
Ortiz scores. Freeman getting the wave home. We are tied in the ninth inning. There's a fly ball deep down the left field line. Vukovic to the corner. Good night!
The Riders have been there before and know what it takes to be the last team standing.
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
It's the 2024 Texas League postseason, and it starts now.
Oh, baby! Oh, my goodness! Oh, baby, what a night!
For Game 3 of the Texas League South Division Series, we go live to Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
You can call it win or go home. You can call it do or die. But after an instant classic game where the Rough Riders staved off elimination, once again, the 2024 season is on the line tonight here at Riders Field. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you for Game 3 of the Texas League South Division Series. It's the Midland Rockhounds, the Oakland A's affiliate, pitted against the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, with Mitch Brett getting his warm-up tosses on the mound. Luke, let's take a look at the starting lineup that he'll face for Midland.
Yeah, Mitch Brett, the lefty on the hill, number 18 prospect, and he takes on the Rockhounds lineup as follows. It's the center fielder, Denzel Clark, leading things up for the third consecutive game in this series. Batting second is the designated hitter, Brennan Malone. Daniel Susak does the catching and will bat third. Will Simpson back at first base. He's homered in each game, each of the two games in this series. In the cleanup spot, Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, bats fifth. Jack Winkler, the shortstop, in the sixth spot. Jason Rosario, the right fielder, bats seventh. And batting eighth is the second baseman, Arabiel Angeles. In the ninth spot, Junior Perez out in left field. Again, for Midland, it is Clark, Malone, Susak, Simpson, Groshans, Winkler, Rosario, Angeles, and Perez. Should be a ton of fun. If the first two games are any indication of what we're getting tonight, Zach, we're in for quite a game.
It doesn't get much more competitive than the first two games of this series, 2-0 and 4-3 in 11 innings. We're ready for baseball. Mitch Brett deals home to Denzel Clark. It's a first pitch breaking ball outside. He showed bunt and pulled back. We're underway right on time. It's 7:05 in the p.m. here in Game 3 of the Texas League South Division Series. Happy to have you along here on the Riders Baseball Network, wherever you are on this beautiful night. The 1-0. Fastball simmers high. It's two balls and no strikes.
against the leadoff man, Denzel Clark. 93 degrees, our first pitch temperature today. Sun shining up above. We have wind at 8 miles an hour out to left, 13 mile an hour gusts. Brad into his wind to the pick. A swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove, and it's 2-1. That's the fastball from Brad at 90 miles an hour. He's not going to run it up much on the radar gun, but he certainly will fit it in the strike zone. And the 21-year-old shakes off the sign he gets from Johnson, likes the second, and the 2-1. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 2-2. That fastball is center cut, but it is very good when it's at the top of the zone. Even though he doesn't have a lot of velocity, he gets a lot of swings and misses underneath that fastball because it has very good ride to it. Mitchell Eric Brett into his wind in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Change up below the zone. Mitch Brett starts it off emphatically with a strikeout.
That's a great sign right there. He goes to the changeup, one of his best pitches. Opposing hitters have struggled to hit that, and when you locate it at the knees right there, right at the base of the zone, that's almost an unhittable pitch.
Perfectly located offering for the strikeout, and now Brennan Malone, the DH, first pitch. Right across the outside edge of strike, it's 0-1. Malone 1-for-9 in this series, and if you followed along through the first two games, you've noticed a trend, really good pitching. The offenses have struggled as the 0-1 pitch comes home. And that's just high off the outside corner with a fastball. It's one ball and one strike. The Riders falling 2-0 in the opener on Tuesday in Midland, and then an absolute all-time classic last night here at Riders Field. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup away, and it's 1-2. The Riders trail 2-1 going into the bottom of the ninth inning, down to their final strike in the 2024 season, and Abimelech Ortiz tied it with a solo home run. After Midland took the lead in the top of the 10th, the Riders came back and tied it in the bottom of the 10th on an Osuna RBI single. 1-2, just a hair outside, didn't miss by much, and it's two balls and two strikes. So with the game tied into the 11th inning, the Riders got a scoreless top of the 11th. And Abimelech Ortiz, a sacrifice fly to give him the win in the bottom of the 11th inning on a walk-off. Incredible baseball game last night. 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted into left field straight away. Right at Hatcher. He hardly has to move. One half step back, and he puts it away. Two down.
More soft contact that time again on the changeup. Down and away, a good location. That changeup seems to be the it pitch right now for Mitch Brown.
Not a whole lot you can do with that as a hitter. A really well-located changeup, as you mentioned, and that changeup has been good so far through the first two hitters. So Daniel Susak stands in now. Just one left-handed batter in this lineup. The rest are righties for Midland. First pitch. Just outside, 1-0. Three of the four runs, in regulation at least, that Midland has scored in this series have been on solo home runs, and one of them by this man, Daniel Susak. 1-0 pitch. Just a hair off the outside corner. Probably could have been called a strike. It wasn't, and it's 2-0. Susak has one. Will Simpson has two, homering in each of the first two games of this series. He's on deck. Brad looks back towards his outfielders. And the offering in. There's a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 2-1 now. It is worth noting that Sean Sparling behind the plate, our crew chief today here in this winner-take-all game, does have a pretty small zone historically. Four-man umpiring crew. 2-1 offering. That's off the plate away, and it's 3-1. Nate Diedrich is our first base umpire today. Austin Snow at second base and Mickey Smith at third. That four-man Texas League postseason umpire crew. Brett behind in the count, 3-1. He rocks it home. It's high for ball four. So a walk to Susak puts one aboard with two outs in this top of the first inning, and Will Simpson makes his way to the plate.
Zach, if you're ever going to issue a walk, two outs isn't a bad time to do it. But unfortunately, the guy stepping to the plate has homered in each of the two games in this series, as you've mentioned. But they've come on early fastballs over the heart of the plate. So Mitch Brett likely wanting to attack the zone. He's got to be a little bit careful here.
Both fastballs were on the first pitch. First pitch here. And there's a breaking ball inside. He wanted to stay away from that. It's one ball and no strikes. Brett with the Rough Riders did not allow a home run on the first pitch of an at-bat, allowing four homers in his limited time here at the AA level. The former fifth rounder by the Rangers back in 2021. The pitch, a swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove, and it's 1-1
on a fastball right down the middle of the plate. That's probably not where you want that pitch. And the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Seven appearances, six starts for the Rough Riders during the regular year. 2-2 with a 5.45 ERA. Be ready here. And the 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. There's that good slider from Mitch Bratton. It's 1-2.
That's a perfectly executed pitch. In on the hands, but down in the zone. A tough pitch to drive for Will Simpson, who, as we've talked about, is hunting that early fastball.
Pull side shift on the infield. Two outs, runner at first. Scoreless top of the first inning. And Bratt comes home. Swing! Hit a miss. He got him. Slider down and in. Mitch Bratt, two strikeouts. Faces one over the minimum in the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. Midland nothing. Riders to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the first inning here in Game 3 of the Texas League South Division Series. Alejandro Osuna, Max Acosta, and Josh Hatcher, the first three due up for the Rough Riders. As Frisco getting ready to go to work in a scoreless game. First pitch home from Jake Walkinshaw is outside. It's one ball and no strikes, missing on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Osuna 1-for-9 in this series, though his one hit was a huge one last night. The 1-0. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, sending Clark back. He's still roaming back at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Just kept drifting further and further back in one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. Osuna flies out to center field. One away. Now Max Acosta. Good swing, good piece of hitting. On a fastball pretty much in the middle of the plate, Osuna just got under it. And now Acosta tries to get things going. Osuna had the game-tying RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning last night. And the eventual 4-3, 11-inning win for the Riders. First pitch home. Outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Acosta, 2-for-9 so far in the first two games of this division series. Walkinshaw, the 0-1. That's outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Walkinshaw making his third career appearance against Frisco. His second this season. He hasn't gone longer than four innings this season, though, in AA. The 1-1. There's a ground ball up the middle. Backhanded sliding stop. Angeles from the outfield. Grassi throws him out. What an incredible play at second. Eurybio Angeles with a backhanded stop. And was able to get up, pirouette, and throw out Max Acosta for the second out.
That's a really impressive play. And also, a takeaway from that is a good sign. Max Acosta seeing the ball well tonight. It's a tough night for him last night. Obviously, scored the winning run.
First pitch to Hatcher is inside, 1-0.
But it had been a minute since Acosta had gone 0-for. One of the best hitters in the Texas League over the last month or so.
Here's the line in the 1-0. Down and in. It's two balls and no strikes.
So the Rough Riders go two up, two down to start this bottom of the first inning in a nothing-nothing game. Stop me if you've heard that before here in this series. Walking shot from the first base side of the rubber in the 2-0. A hard ground ball, and it's off Angeles on one hop out of the shallow right center. Hatcher stops it first. That ball was hammered at 107 off the bat. Now most likely go down as an infield single for Josh Hatcher. Tough backhanded stop for Angeles, who went down to his backside trying to field that on a backhanded pick.
If you want to know how much these guys want to win this game, just watch Josh Hatcher out of the box hustling around first base, a wide turn, and he made the defense stop him there at first base.
And they do go base hit. First pitch to Cody Freeman, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Oh, the last four starting pitchers of the first two games of this series for both teams have been very good with a four-seam fastball that is up in the zone, getting a lot of swings and misses, and that's what you'll see with Mitch Brad as well on the other side. With Jake Walkinshaw, he is a sinker specialist. He'll get a lot of ground balls with a good sinking fastball or two-seamer that he plays well down in the zone. And already two ground balls so far, the pitch. That's low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. He's allowed just two homers this season at the AA level. And in his one start head-to-head against Frisco, he went four shutout innings. Six starts in the complex league coming off an injury, the pitch. That's low and outside, and it's two balls and one strike.
Yeah, the Riders might be able to benefit a little bit against that sinker just because in this series we've seen a lot of hard and elevated fastballs, and they've chased that a little bit. That's kind of been their demise. So maybe the sinker will be the key today for the Rough Riders offense.
The pitch, outside corner, 3-1, just off the outside edge. Well, to be a ground ball pitcher, they usually say you induce 45% or better ground balls. He's at 49% this year on the ground. Very effective ground ball pitcher, 2-1. There's a fly ball hammered down the left field line. Perez, back at the warning track, jumps up, and he made the catch. Oh, what a great grab at the wall on a ball that was just off the end of the bat for Cody Freeman. So the Riders turned away in the bottom of the first inning, and we go to the second. Nothing-nothing our score here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. That's right.
We're scoreless into the top of the second inning in Game 3 of this Texas League South Division Series. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Jordan Groshans, Jack Winkler, Jason Rosario, the 3-2 up against Mitch Bratt, who struck out two in a 19-pitch first inning, just one walk, and that changeup, Luke, looked really good in that first inning.
Yeah, did a lot of soft contact, a lot of swing and miss on that. He picked up his two strikeouts on a changeup and then a slider.
First pitch to Groshans. Outside edge, a strike. It's 0-1. Groshans yesterday, 1-for-3 with a walk. He has a hit in each of the first two games of this division series. And that may not sound like a lot, but that's a big deal given how few hits there have been. The pitch. A check swing. He went around on a high fastball, and it's 0-2. The two teams
have hit just a combined under 200. There have been 18 combined hits in the first two games of this series. The Riders are hitting 106. Midland is hitting just 162, and that's leading the two teams. Been very pitcher-friendly. 0-2. A hard line drive on one hop up the middle. It's into center field, and Jordan Groshans now has a hit in all three games in the series. And that time, a fastball at the top of the zone on 0-2. Brad probably wanted to climb that just a bit higher than the strike zone.
Yeah, you see the check swing on the first fastball elevated from Groshans, and then you just want that to be a little bit higher, maybe outside the zone, see if you can't induce a swing and a miss or a pop-up. If not, you tank it, it's ball one, 1-2, and it's a good setup pitch. Brad just missed his spot just a little bit.
So a base runner here with nobody out in the second inning. Nothing score. Jack Winkler now. The pitch is a slider just off the plate away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brad has been pretty similar to both right-handers and left-handers this year in terms of his success against them. Right-handers hitting a little bit better against him and have three home runs as opposed to one for lefties. The pitch up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. But Brad, for the most part, here at the AA level, has struggled in his last three starts. A 6.91 ERA in those last three, with one of them, yes, being in the very hitter-friendly Hodgetown. The pitch. That's just above the zone, and it's three balls and no strikes now. So trying to find a way to get in that strike zone without it catching too much of the plate. Winkler is 2-for-2 against Brad. Brad making his second career start against these Rockhounds. He deals home and misses high. It's a four-pitch walk for Jack Winkler, and the first two have reached here in the second inning. And you might expect, with this being the postseason, you'd want to lean on your starter a little bit. Well, as Cooper Johnson goes out and has a chat, you have to imagine the leash is going to be very short today for Mitch Brad.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and especially for Mitch Brad, who's been really effective most of the time this year. The ERA a bit inflated, but it's selective, I understand, but it's kind of in the one bad inning for Mitch Brad. He's had a few blow-up innings that's inflated that ERA. As we mentioned, he's given up exactly four earned runs in back-to-back outings. He gave up four earned runs against Midland back on August 8th, where he was the losing pitcher. He's just avoiding that one big inning, and so the Rough Riders won't be afraid to reach into the bullpen early if they have to.
And already some milling about in the bullpen down there. Nobody up and throwing quite yet for the Riders. You mentioned that one start against Midland for Brad. He allowed three runs in the first inning in that game. And then two in the third, still went six. That's something Brad has been good at, is not getting himself in too much trouble where he elevates that pitch count. Here's Jason Rosario, bunts the first pitch down the third baseline. Freeman's got it. The third baseman fires onto first and gets him. And it's a successful sacrifice bunt for Jason Rosario. Winkler down to second, Groshans to third. And the sack goes 5-3. One down, and here's Arabio Angeles, who is 1-for-3 against Mitch Brad, but has three RBIs head-to-head against him in that one start. Angeles had a two-run double against him in that first inning back on August 8th in Midland. Angeles, the right-handed batter, with two in scoring position and one down in the second. The pitch, slider outside, 1-0.
And Zach, nobody throwing still yet for the Rough Riders, but the first ump and loosening, just doing some arm work, getting ready to throw, was Emiliano Teodo.
The converted starter into the bullpen because of how many innings he's thrown this year. Here's the 1-0. There's a foul back behind home. It's 1-1. There's not many pitchers in this league that strike fear into the opposing faces like Emiliano Teodo does.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He's been as dominant as they come in this league.
We'll see if Mitch Brad can wiggle out of this here. One ball and one strike. Nothing our score. Top of the second in this do-or-die game. The pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. Perfectly located slider at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-2. In that start against Midland back on August 8th, he did not walk a batter. And that's something that Brad was so good at in the South Atlantic League at the high A level, was strikeout-to-walk ratio and lowest walk rate in the South Atlantic League. 1-2. Down to the dirt. Great block by Johnson to save a run. 2-2.
That's a great feeling as a pitcher. with runner in scoring position, specifically at third, to be able to throw your best pitch, see if you can't get a guy to chase on a pitch in the dirt, knowing your backstop is going to be there to knock it down.
Two balls and two strikes on Angeles. Winkler leads from second, Groshans from third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Mitch Bratt with the slider. Kays Angeles. Third strikeout, two down. Here's Junior Perez in the ninth hole. What a brilliant slider on the outside edge, just peeking off the outside corner. Perez, 1-for-6 with three strikeouts in the series. Offering in, slider, upper edge, outside corner, called strike, it's 0-1.
That's the same pitch right there, that one right on the edge. But as a right-handed hitter with a lefty throwing that slider, it looks like it's going to stay outside. And then right at the last moment, you're like, do I swing or do I not? That's a good take by Perez, but it's in there for a strike.
0-1, outside, missing with a changeup, and it's one ball and one strike. He's a four-pitch pitcher, fastball, cutter, slider, and change. We haven't seen the cutter so far today, and usually he'll throw that against the left-handed batters anyway. It's been the pitch that has been battered around the most this season out of his four. 1-1, swing and a miss, and another nasty slider at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-2. Opponents are hitting just 190 against that slider this season. 219 against the fastball, 200 against the changeup, 299 against the cutter with an over 550 slugging percentage, the highest of any of his pitches. He readies here, 1-2. Got him swinging! Another slider, and Mitch Bratt gets out of the second. Four Ks for Bratt, and he wiggles out of the jam. Bottom two next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the second, and last night's hero, Abimelech Ortiz, starts it off in the second inning. A solo home run to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth inning, and then the walk-off sac fly in the 11th. And he was, once again, the junior PA announcer, and he clapped on his way to the plate. First pitch. That's a drive! High and deep! Oh, baby, he's done it again! Long gone! One nothing Riders! Abimelech Ortiz is wearing a cape in this postseason. Oh, man. 432-foot shot over the Lazy River in right center field. And after playing hero last night, he starts this baby with a boom. And the first pitch to Sebastian Walcott is over for a strike. Oh, man. You can't ride it. Pitch home. Walcott takes outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. You couldn't write a script like that. First pitch swinging, Ortiz just unloaded on it into right center. Wow. 0-2 to Walcott. He fouls it or pops it up on the right side. And it's the catcher, Susak, who's under it to make the catch. One away. Well, Abimelech Ortiz was our pregame guest today.
That he was.
And there is no guy on this team that is hotter right now in the power department than Ortiz. Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Johnson. That's low and outside, 1-0.
Even further, Zach, nobody hotter in this entire league than Abimelech Ortiz in that power department.
Including regular season, that's now 20 combined homers. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Hard to find a better guy you'd want at the plate than Abby right now. My goodness. And that wasn't a cheapie at all. 4-32. 1-1. Broken bat flare out to second base right at Angeles. He makes the chest high catch. Two away. Oh, humpback liner from Johnson. Two down. And here's Luis Meaces. Luis Meaces, left-handed batter, out of the lineup last night, went 0-3 with a strikeout in Game 1. 0-1 in his career against Waukesha. And the first pitch is outside, 1-0. You start to run out of things to say when you're talking about how hot Ortiz is. He led the league in OPS after July 10th, the 1-0. That's below the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. Led the league in home runs. Tied for the league high in RBIs after July 10th. And oh, by the way, he's homered now in back-to-back games. 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. 1-0 Riders. We play in the bottom of the second. And as we went to break, Luke, you said that so often when a team threatens and cannot score, the other team can come back and score. The 3-0 on the inside corner is striking. It's 3-1. And right there, Abby wasted no time.
Yeah, I think that that's something that's pretty standard in the game of baseball, something I've always bought into, but I think I also kind of cheated just seeing Abimelech Ortiz was due up in the bottom of the second.
3-1. Macy's fouls it straight back. It's 3-2. Riders trying to get to Waukesha a little bit more. The payoff pitch. Chop foul on the ground back behind home, and it's 3-2 still. Midland starting pitchers have allowed now just two runs in the first three games of this series. They came in at an 0.75 ERA in the first two games, with 19 strikeouts in 12 innings. 3-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 3-2. In fact, the combined starting pitchers in the first two games between both teams allowed just two earned runs over 23 innings with 37 strikeouts. The starters have just been phenomenal in this series. Payoff pitch. Meaces watches strike three called on the inside corner at 97 miles an hour from Waukesha. And Meaces is down on strikes for the first K to end the inning. But Abimelech Ortiz, the solo home run. And the Rough Riders have a 1-0 lead at the top of the third. Luke Maley's on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys
all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't front, her
parents paid it. 1-0 Rough Riders to the top of the third inning. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here, and Mitch Pratt retones the rubber in his first pitch. Fouled back to the screen off the bat of the center fielder, Denzel Clark. First trip through the order, just one hit allowed and a pair of walks against the left-hander. Denzel Clark struck out on a changeup in his first trip to the plate against the lefty. Pratt rocks and fires from the windup. The pitch, swing and a miss. There's that slider again. Down and in on the right-hander. Got him to chase just a little bit, and it's quickly nothing in two. And Clark, the number 10 prospect in the Athletics organization. What ties to baseball he has. So he gets rid of what looked to be the elbow guard. Clark is cousins with Cleveland Guardians big leaguers Bo and Josh Naylor, as well as the number 15 prospect in this organization, and Miles Naylor. The pitch taken just beneath the zone, again with the slider, and he didn't miss by much.
And that pitch has been really good in the early going. He got both those strikeouts to end the second on that exact pitch.
Clark behind, 1-2. And the pitch downstairs, that time with a changeup. Popped in and out of Johnson's mitt, but was just beneath the zone, or even a 2-2. Clark, known for his power. He had 13 homers in the regular season. He's 2-for-8 in this series as the leadoff man in all three games. 2-2. Check swing. Got him looking. Went back to the slider. Fifth strikeout for Mitch Pratt, and there's one gone in the third. Boy, that slider has been devastating.
That's just perfect location. It's in the strike zone. He went around anyway on the check swing. That's a double whammy there, but a perfectly located pitch, and Rat's looking on.
Here's Brendan Malone in the first pitch, and they're called strike. Change up in the upper third of the strike zone. Brat has looked really good. Able to get out of a second and third jam in his last frame. The 0-1 drifts outside, a fastball at 91. The right-handed hitting designated hitter. Malone just 1-for-10 in this series. He has scored one of the five runs for Midland in this set. 1-1 offering. Wave and a miss. Elevated fastball. Pratt ahead, a ball in two strikes. That one run that Malone scored was back on Tuesday at Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland. They reached on an error, lead off the inning against Santos, and came around to score. 1-2 pitch from the left-hander. Just missed outside. Went back to the changeup. Pratt sitting right at 45 pitches now. Rough Riders deep in their bullpen. Tons of options tonight. 2-2 offering to Malone. Taken downstairs. Again, not missing by much. That time with the slider. Zach alluded to earlier. Sean Sparling has been consistent this year with a bit of a tight zone, but it's gone both ways. 3-2 the count. Rat into his windup, and the payoff offering is lined right side. Miesi's ranging over, and it's going to dunk in front of him. A one-out base knock for Brendan Malone, his second of the series and his first tonight.
We talked about how good that slider is. That one was just about as down the middle as you could possibly be. Certainly not where he wanted it. But the good thing is it is just a single, not giving up damage on a hanging breaking ball.
Yeah, it's a hanging breaking ball, middle-middle, as you mentioned. But 88 off the bat, not a ball that's crushed. It obviously found its way to the outfield grass. 95 miles an hour, considered a hard hit ball. First pitch to Susak is fouled back to the screen. So went back elevated and away from the right-handed hitting catcher. Susak tied the game in the sixth inning last night with a solo shot. Will Simpson, who stands on deck, went back-to-back with him on consecutive pitches. 0-1 offering. Wave and a miss. Elevated fastball.
And that's back-to-back fastballs there to Susak. It seems like since the first inning, he's almost been pitching backwards a little bit and going soft stuff early and then the fastball late in counts. But he goes back-to-back fastballs, and he's ahead 0-2 to Susak.
All three of his big pitches, the fastball, slider, and changeup, have worked. The 0-2. Tapper left side and a foul ball by Susak, and he stays alive. Still nothing in two.
And that's just a completely defensive swing. He had no chance to do any damage on that ball.
A guy that can certainly do some damage. Susak, the catcher, stands at 6'5". Really big catcher with a lot of power. But behind, nothing in two. Brad Comsetti picks over to first base. And Brendan Malone not fooled. Back in safely on a dive. Ortiz didn't even apply the tag. Brad just keeping him honest over there. Still nothing in two. Susak worked a walk. He was the first to reach in this ballgame. That was with 2 outs in the first. 0-2 on its way. Drifts outside. Ball and 2 strikes. Missed with a fastball. Not a very tempting pitch for Susak to offer at. Left-hander working from the stretch. He comes set. Tan glove at the belt. And he offers home. That one popped back out of play. And it remains a ball and 2 strikes. Brad just crossing the 50-pitch threshold. As we've talked about, it's playoff baseball. There is not much of a limit on these guys. If they say they're good to go, they're likely going to stick in there. But the Rough Riders with options in the bullpen tonight, including Emiliano Teodo. And really manage this game however they feel. 1-0 Rough Riders. One away and a runner at first base here in the top of the third. Brad said he looks to first and offers home. Soft roller left side in foul territory. And Cody Freeman, the Riders' third baseman, just watches it down that line. And it remains 1-2. He got Susak to chase that slider beneath the zone, but he was just able to clip a piece of it.
As effective as Brad has been, Midland has done a really good job running that pitch count up on him. 53 pitches already with 1 out in the third.
And he offers home. The 1-2 is flared down the right field line. Miesi's racing over, and he watches it fall into the seats and carry him into that right field bullpen. Still 1-2, and Brad has attacked the zone against the powerful catcher at the 7th pitch of the at-bat. We've now seen 5 foul balls and 6 total strikes. Brad wants a new baseball.
You just cannot give in. That last pitch, a fastball right down the middle. Very scary to a power hitter, even though he's ahead in the count.
Certainly so.
We saw Susak's power yesterday.
That we did. And Simpson on deck. 1-2. Popped up into shallow center field. Osuna camped under it. And he reaches out to make the grab. Fly out to center off the bat of Daniel Susak. It's out number 2 of the frame. And in steps Will Simpson, who's been the best bat in this series for the Midland Rockhounds. He struck out his first time up to end the first inning against Mitch Bratt, but overall in the series, a 300 hitter. 2 of his 3 hits have gone for extra bases. They've gone over the wall. 1 home run in each of the first 2 games of this series. And the first pitch, well outside. Again with the slider. It's a ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Simpson, the number 29 prospect. Still young in his double-A career. Finished out the regular season. A 2-0. Called strike on the outer edge. Went back to the slider. Simpson played in 18 regular season games with the Rockhounds. Hitting .348 in that span. 2-1. Just drifts inside. Went with a fastball and again didn't miss by much. Just clipped that inside edge. And it's two balls and a strike. Brown with the ball into his thigh, and he delivers home. A wave and a miss. Again with that slider. Down in the zone. And has been very effective here tonight. Two balls, two strikes, a runner at first base, and the Riders leading 1-0 in the top of the third. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got it back to the slider. Make it 6 punch-outs for Mitch Brett. And he has himself a scoreless top of the third. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. We turn the card. Bottom of the third coming up next. Riders out in front of the Rockhounds. 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Cameron Rodriguez at the bottom of the lineup for the Rough Riders stands in to open up the bottom of the third. Game 3 of this Texas League South Division series, and the first offering dips downstairs, obviously as part of the Texas League playoffs, brought to you by Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital. First offering, 1-0. Looped in the air, out to shallow left center field, and Caber Rodriguez has his third hit of the series. Didn't hit it all that hard, but got a pitch over the heart of the plate. Didn't try to do too much, inflicted into left field. The Riders have the leadoff man aboard.
You know, the way this series has gone, it almost seems surprising when someone gets a hit. It's been so pitcher-dominated, but Rodriguez, who had 2 infield singles yesterday, another softly hit ball, but picking up a base hit from that 9 spot to turn over the card.
And here is that leadoff man in Alejandro Osuna. First pitch, he squares to bunt, pops it up, but it's going to one-hop in front of the third baseman, Groshans. He goes to second to chop down Rodriguez. But Osuna aboarded first. 5-4 goes the fielder's choice. He's trying to get the bunt down, catch Midland off guard, and move up a base runner, if not even pick up a base hit out of it.
That's the right read from Rodriguez. That ball popped up there. You obviously don't want to get doubled off at first, so going halfway and just had no shot to get to second after Groshans fielded it on a hop.
Exactly right. Here's Max Acosta and the pitch. Caught the outer edge at 94 miles an hour. And excuse me, that's a 5-6 fielder's choice. The shortstop Winkler was there at second base. Acosta behind, nothing in one. He's 2-for-10 in this series. They had 2 hits in game 1 of this best-of-3 series back on Tuesday. 0-1 offering, and that one chopped left side. The third baseman, Groshans, slides. He makes the play and fires on to first. And Acosta, for the second time tonight, has been robbed of a base hit by fantastic defensive efforts. The first time it was Angeles at second base. That time, it's Groshans, the third baseman, Osuna does move into scoring position for Josh Hatcher. The Riders just narrowly missing a massive threat here in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch to Josh Hatcher, a chopper right side. The first baseman, Simpson, has an underhand flip to the pitcher, Walkinshaw. And the inning comes to a close. The Rough Riders get a leadoff single by Caber Rodriguez, but nothing to show for it. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded aboard the base paths. Three innings in the books. It's Frisco 1, Midland nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Mitch Brandt scoreless through three frames. He gets the 5-6-7 batters here in the top of the fourth inning. Jordan Groshans to start things off. He singled but was stranded at third in the second inning. And Brandt back to work. His first offering to the right-hander is popped back out of play. It's nothing and one. Brandt ran into a little bit of trouble in that second inning as the first two batters reached against him. Groshans and Winkler, a single and a walk. Those are the first two due up in this frame. But he was able to pitch his way out of the jam. 0-1 pitch. Tagged in the air, left center field. Hatcher ranging over. He dives, and it's past him. And a roll all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Groshans. Osuna there to cut it off at the base of the wall. But it's a leadoff double for Jordan Groshans, who has himself a two-hit night through two trips to the plate this evening.
Well, that's just a changeup that leaks over the heart of the plate, and Groshans able to tag it into left center. Good effort by Hatcher, who we've seen more in right field than in left field this year, but just out of his reach. And unfortunately for the Rough Riders, Mitch Brandt, who has had trouble being efficient, and gives up another leadoff base runner. He's stranded already one tonight.
And the first pitch to Jack Winkler is into center field, a base hit. Groshans had to retreat to second base, so he'll just move over to third. But back-to-back hits on back-to-back pitches, and the Rockhounds have him cornered with nobody out here on the top of the fourth.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if that ball gets through and Groshans gets a good read that he would have been sent anyway with nobody out. So runners on the corners and the bottom of the order due up, and hopefully Mitch Brandt can continue what he's done against the bottom of the order. And really, the bottom of the order hasn't been very good all series long for the Midland Rockhounds.
That's exactly right. The top four in this order have remained the same in both games as Rosario stands in and watches a first pitch fastball called a strike in the upper third. Rosario laid down a sacrifice bunt in his first time up. That moved the runners to second and third. Now he swings away with runners at the corners. Behind, nothing and one. Lefty on lefty matchup. And the pitch. Swing and a foul ball back to the backstop. went in between Cooper Johnson's legs, and it's nothing in two.
You mentioned the bottom third hasn't been very effective. They're just 2-for-23 in this series so far. So it would be massive for Midland to get some production out of that bottom third.
Midland has scored 5 runs so far in this series, and 4 of those have been driven in by the top four. 0-2. Taken just outside. Fastball at 93. And Brad didn't get the call.
We mentioned that Brad might be on a short leash. Skylar Hales is warming in the bullpen. He threw 11 pitches yesterday in a scoreless inning.
He was very efficient yesterday. Brad's headed the belt. And the 1-2. Lined up the middle, and Rodriguez able to glove it. He'll go to first for one and sit down Rosario, but he has himself an RBI ground down. All evened up at one. The leadoff double, and Jordan Groshans comes around to score. Jack Winkler up to second on the 6-3 ground down. Rodriguez made a tremendous play to get at least one. He went all the way to the second base side of the second base bag to glove it and fire on to first.
I just want to amend, it's not Skylar Hales, it's Josh Spores, the Major League rehabber, is loosening out there.
And here comes Carlos Cardoza, so that may be it for Mitch Brett. Sitting at 67 pitches, a runner in scoring position, and an even 1-1 game here in the top of the fourth, and Cardoza will take the ball. So expect it to be Josh Spores coming in out of the Rough Riders pen. The Major League rehabber will inherit a runner at second base with one out, even at one. We'll be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mitch Brat done after 3 1/3 innings. He's given up 1 earned run, but he's responsible for Jack Winkler, who reached with a base hit at second base. So he finishes after 3 1/3, giving up 4 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, and he gives way to the Major League rehabber in Josh Spores, who has faced 6 in this series, striking out 3 in 2 perfect innings. Runner goes on the first pitch. Wave and a miss. Johnson's throw is not in time. Spores a bit slow to the plate there. And a really good read by Winkler, who stole 28 bases in the regular season. And he moves into scoring, or rather moves 90 feet away with a stolen base. Now the Rough Riders will pull the infield in now. Spores sat in the 0-1 offering. Angeles drifts off the plate. Down and away to the right-handed hitter. Spores came in last night, pitched a clean inning with 1 strikeout. Right-hander set at the chest. He lifts, and the 1-1 is tapped up the middle. Diving effort from the Riders' middle infield, but it's into center. And Angeles has himself an RBI single, and it's 2-1 Midland.
Just a really good piece of hitting. It was an offering on the outside corner. That's the split finger, and just reaching out and poking it into center field. He was actually ahead on the pitch, leaked down a little bit in front, but kept the hands back and able to ground it up the middle. And that's what you try to do with the infield drawn in.
That's exactly right. Here's Junior Perez at the bottom of the lineup. And he struck out his first time up, first time he's facing Spores tonight. And he drops the first pitch on the ground. Freeman on to second for one. The throw to first in time. And the Riders are out of the fourth inning. 5-4-3 goes the double play. But Midland takes the lead. With two runs, it comes on three hits. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders facing their first deficit. It's 2-1 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman leads off the Riders half of the fourth inning, trailing 2-1. And the first pitch from Walkinshaw. On the outer third, a fastball at 94 called a strike. Cody Freeman flew out deep to left field, right up against the wall. Perez was able to make the grab and left. But a really good swing in his first trip from Freeman. And the 0-1. Tag in the air into shallow right field. Rosario jogging in. He's camped under it and there to make the grab over his right shoulder. Freeman flies out to right and becomes the first out of the home half of the fourth inning. The line finalized for Mitch Brown. He goes 3 1/3, allowing 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. And here is Abimelech Ortiz. What a second half of the year it's been for Ortiz. What a series it's been. A hero last night, and he's homered already. He rips this one into right center field, and that one will hop in front of Denzel Clark. Ortiz has himself a second hit of the game. 1-0-3 off the bat on a fastball on the outer third, and he just shot it into right center field for a base hit.
He's making the game look easy right now. Right on time. Stayed back in his load and just shot the hand through. Beautiful piece of hitting by Abimelech Ortiz. And when he is hot, he has one of the prettiest swings that you'll find.
No doubt about it. Here's Sebastian Walcon. And the first pitch drifts outside for ball one. Walcon still in search of his first hit of the series. He's 0-6, playing in all three games. He has reached twice via the free pass. And the 1-0 from Walkinshaw. Over the heart of the plate, 95 with a fastball, called a shred. Walcott in those walks has been really impressive, showing off his discipline at the plate. 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Chased a bit away on a breaking ball. A slider from the right-hander. Walkinshaw sitting at just 40 pitches right now. He hasn't gone more than 4 innings on the season. Working here in the bottom of the fourth. One away, and Abimelech Ortiz at first. 1-2 pitch, taken outside, 96 with a heater. And we're even at 2-2. Walcott just 18 years old, the top prospect in the Rangers organization. 2-2, and the pitch. Chopper softly hit towards the shortstop Winkler, who flips the second for one, but Walcott quick enough to leg it out at first. They just get the lead runner in Ortiz. 6-4 fielder's choice.
And hence that's Cooper Johnson with two gone and a runner at first.
Luke, quickly an update from Springfield. Arkansas and Springfield playing each other right now in the top of the fifth inning. Winner goes to the championship series. Arkansas has opened up a 5-0 lead in the fifth inning there against the Cardinals.
And a really good spot for the Travelers. And the first pitch to Johnson drifts down and away for ball one.
Cole Young hitting a home run in the beginning of that game for Arkansas. And Arkansas, the second half team, second half surge, looking pretty good right now at Hammonds Field.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 1-0 offering to Johnson. Just caught the inner edge. And it's even at a ball and a strike. As you mentioned, 5-0, and it hasn't been one inning of explosion for the Travelers. They picked up one in the first, two in the second, and now two in the top of the fifth. Walkinshaw ready. Right-hander, long pause, and the pitch to Johnson. Called a strike, fastball at 96 in the upper third, and he's up behind the ball in two strikes. Walcott with speed at first base. Swiped a bag in the regular season and five games with the Rough Riders. Swiped one yesterday. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 96, and Johnson down on strikes. Second strikeout for the right-hander, and the Riders down in the fourth. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. We go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-1. Midland over the Rough Riders. It's Zach Bigley back on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News and World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar Service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Game three of the Texas League South Division Series moves to the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-1 Midland out in front of the Rough Riders, and Emiliano Teodo, the number six prospect in the Rangers organization, takes the mound. Teodo, who had been a starter for the Rough Riders almost all season until his final outing of the year, which was a relief inning, he pitches home to Denzel Clark. It's right down the middle, 96 for a strike, and it's 0-1. Teodo, one of the best pitchers in the Texas League, in 20 appearances, 19 starts, a 1.98 ERA this year. The pitch below the zone, missing on a changeup, and it's one ball and one strike. In 86 and a third innings, 110 strikeouts for him to 50 walks. Opponents just hit 178 against the fireballer. 1-1. Chopper foul at the plate. Off to the left side, it's 1-2. And now he comes out here in the postseason, an opportunity to go more than one inning, but we'll see how this first inning goes. Clark this season is 1-for-2 against Teodo with a walk. Has only hit a single against him. Infield slightly to pull up. Opposite field for the outfield. 1-2. A chopper off the plate. Back to Teodo. He's got it. And a race to the bag. And Ortiz was off the bag. So it's an infield single for Denzel Clark. Ortiz started going towards the baseball like he was going to field it. And Teodo was able to field it on a jump, but Ortiz was nowhere near first base. So an infield single for Denzel Clark on a ball off the plate. That's just a mental error by Abby at first base defensively. And now it's Brennan Malone with a leadoff man aboard. 2-1 Midland, top of the fifth. Toyota readies from the stretch. And the first pitch. Fastball, outside corner at 96, a strike. It's 0-1. This season, Malone, 1-for-5 with a couple RBIs against Toyota. The pitch. Check swing, strike. Outside corner. Burn the slider against the outside edge, and it's 0-2. Toyota this season head-to-head against Midland. Made 3 starts. In 13 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 15. 0-2. Slider inside. 1-2. A 1.98 ERA against Midland, the same as his season ERA. And a much greater sample size. 1-2 on Malone, who's 1-for-2 today, the designated hitter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider below the zone. Toyota with the strikeout. One out here in the fifth inning. Daniel Susak, the catcher, stands in now. But just a nasty slider, and that pitch has been the bread and butter for Emiliano all season long. That slider right at the bottom of the zone gets so many swings and misses. It's one of the most devastating pitches in the entirety of the Texas League. He strikes out Susak. He strikes out Malone, and here is Susak, who walked back in the first. Flying out to center in the third on a long at-bat against Brad. Toyota trying to keep it a one-run game. He readies and throws over to first. Very close, but not in time. Had Toyota stayed healthy and pitched the entire season, there's a chance he would have been named Pitcher of the Year in the minor league system. Not taking anything away from Alejandro Rosario, who was phenomenal and definitely earned the award. The pitch. A chopper foul down the left side. It's 0-1. Toyota pitched phenomenally throughout the year and was so consistent. It was incredible swing and miss numbers and chase numbers with his breaking ball. One out, Clark at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Disgusting changeup below the zone. It's 0-2. And Toyota, who didn't feature that changeup as often as he probably would have liked, has thrown 2 already in this inning, and there's a nasty one below the zone. He fires, swing and a miss, got him. Another changeup. Emiliano Toyota, back-to-back Ks, 2 down. 91-mile-an-hour changeup fading at the bottom of the zone. He picks up the strikeout on Susak, and now Will Simpson. Do not throw a first-pitch fastball to Will Simpson. 2 homers in the first 2 games of this series, both on first-pitch fastballs. And Toyota's pitch. Slider bends it to the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Simpson buckled a little bit on that pitch. He struck out twice today, the former University of Washington Husky. Toyota offers in. A grounder foul down the left side. It's 0-2. Simpson now 3-for-11 with those 2 homers and a single in the series. 2-1 Midland, top of the fifth. 2 outs, runner at first. Right-hander readies in the 0-2 pitch on the way to Simpson. He got him swinging. Emiliano Toyota sits down the side by strikeout after the leadoff single. Dominant stuff by one of the best pitchers in the Texas League. We go bottom 5, 2-1 Midland. On the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson. Engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders down 2-1 in game three of this decisive Texas League Championship Series. Win or go home tonight. Luis Miesis, the pitch. It's over the heart of the plate with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jake Walkinshaw has made just one mistake tonight. It ended up beyond the right field, Lazy River, and it's 0-1. There's a pop-up into shallow left center field. Perez tracing in from left. He's under it and makes the catch. One down for Caber. 8-9-1 for the Riders in the fifth. Frisco has been held to one run on four hits. They've had exactly one hit in every inning so far. Three singles and a homer. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz has two, and then this man, Caber Rodriguez, who began the third inning with a single to left. First pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, watches outside. It's 1-0. Two runs on six hits for Midland tonight. Walkinshaw comes home with the 1-0. A fly ball lifted into left center off the end of the bat. Perez cuts over, and he makes the catch again. And there are two down. That one very reminiscent of his single out to left. Just a little bit too much air under it.
Yeah, just barely missed that pitch. And Rodriguez hasn't been hitting the ball super hard, but like the approach from Caber here in this series, not trying to do too much, just flicking the baseball out there, and it's led to some hits for Rodriguez. Now it's Osuna's turn to try to get things going with two outs.
First pitch. Swinging a foul back into Susak's glove. It's 0-1. Osuna today is 0-2, bunted into a fielder's choice in the third, trying to lay down a sack, and flat out to center in the first. The pitch is low, and it's 1-1. His fly out to center in the first inning was 103 off the bat and carried Clark all the way back to the warning track. Just came up short, though. Walkinshaw brings it in. Low, and it's two balls and one strike, and this is the first time for Walkinshaw this season that he's gone into the fifth inning as a starter. He'd gone four innings four times prior to this. One time against the Riders. 2-1. Change up off the end of the bat, grounded right back to the mound. Walkinshaw's got it. Underhand flip to first in time, and it's 5 1-run innings for the right hitter Walkinshaw. 2-1 Midland, top six next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Riders down 2-1 into the top of the sixth inning. Teodo back out on the hill. And Luke, I understand you have an update from Springfield.
Yeah, the Springfield Cardinals have put up a four spot in the bottom of the fifth inning on a three-run homer and an RBI double. They've cut that Arkansas advantage to 5-4.
Now, the winner of this series will face the winner of that series in the championship game. Both decisive games tonight. Game three of the division series. First pitch on the way to Jordan Groshans. Slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So what a game that we have at Hammett's Field up north in Springfield, Missouri, and what a game we have here in Frisco in North Texas. 2-1 Midland. 0-1. Slider inside. One ball and one strike.
Both road teams leading by one run in the middle innings. Certainly in for some great finishes here in the Texas League.
1-1 offering. Fouled straight back on the fastball at 98. Top shelf. 1-2. You certainly hope that the Riders don't feel down and out. And how can you after last night's game where the Riders trailed by a run three separate times? 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Another slider buried in the dirt. Emiliano Teodo whips his fourth consecutive batter. That slider can be absolutely devastating. And just picking on Jordan Groshans. He strikes him out on four pitches. Jack Winkler now. Winkler just 1-for-8 against Teodo. First pitch. Slider inside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. He struck out three times against him. Feels good to have Teodo back on the mound here at home. The pitch is low and outside. It's 1-1, 1-strike. It's been a while since we've seen Teodo here at Riders Field. Last time he pitched at home was back on August 24th. The pitch. A ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. He's ahead on a changeup down and in. It was almost a month ago. It's his first relief appearance here at home this season, and I guess the first in his Double-A career at home. He had just one in Amarillo, a scoreless inning walking a batter earlier this month. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. He went on the development list with a little bit of arm fatigue. Again, he's thrown a ton of innings this year, but boy, when he's on the mound and he's going well, watch out. He's one of the best in the business. 2-2. That's up and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Zach, another update in Springfield. They're now headed to the top of the sixth. All locked at 5.
Wow.
5-run advantage for Arkansas erased.
We'll keep an eye on that one. 3-2. Check swing on a ball in the dirt. They appeal, and he didn't go. So it's a walk for Winkler. He laid off the slider down in the dirt. That snaps a string of 4 straight sat down with strikeouts. Check and see if he went around. No, he was able to hold up on that check swing. So Winkler finding his way aboard for the third time today. He's walked twice and singled. Jason Rosario bats now, left-handed hitter. First pitch, he shows bunt, puts it down the third baseline. It's a foul ball. 0-1.
Rosario's had an interesting night, and he narrowly continued that stretch here. Laid down a sack bunt in the second inning and then had an RBI ground down that evened the game in his second trip up. So productive at-bats, but no hits to this point for the right fielder.
Right-hander readies. He fires. Down and into the backstop, a wild pitch. Winkler moves up to second, and now a man in scoring position with one down. 1-1, 1-strike. How many times have we seen it with Teodo on the mound this season where he gets himself into trouble and he's able to pitch out of it?
Yeah, he certainly has. Now for Teodo, as you mentioned, hasn't pitched a ton as of late, so hopefully for him still comfortable in this sort of scenario.
He readies, brings it in, and it's low. They appeal on the check swing, didn't go, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, pinpoint control and his first inning of work. Just allowed the one infield single. Has lost it a bit here in the sixth.
2-1. Chopper to the right side of the infield. Ortiz has got it. Race to the bag, and he takes it himself. Picks up the out, and there are two down. Winkler down to third on the play. And Eurabio Angeles, who had the RBI single back in the fourth inning, is the batter due up. But a nice play by Abby, ranging to his right and then able to reverse his field and get to the bag.
This lineup has stayed pretty consistent for Midland. Angeles, one of the only new names. Didn't appear in the first two games, and tonight's his first action since the regular season finale at Corpus Christi.
First pitch. Outside, 1-0. Now, we mentioned Teodo has a lot of success leaving base runners aboard. Among those who threw at least 80 innings this year in the Texas League, he had the highest left-on-base rate in the league. He readies and fires. A check swing, and he didn't go off the outside corner on a slider. It's two balls and no strikes.
That was awfully close.
So Teodo behind in the count, 2-0. He readies here from the stretch and brings it in. Outside edge, a called strike. Well-located slider, 2-1. There is action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders with Jackson Kelly loosening. Teodo about to throw his 33rd pitch. He fires. Low and outside with a fastball. Three balls and one strike.
Kelly just picked up one out yesterday, faced one batter and struck him out. Very efficient, got the Riders out of a jam.
3-1 pitch. Slider just inside. Second walk of the inning for Teodo. Here's Junior Perez. 0-2 today. And Carlos Cardoza exits the dugout. He's going to go get Jackson Kelly, the right-handed side-armer, to face the right-hander, Junior Perez. We'll step aside for the pitching change. Be right back here in Game 3 of the Texas League South Division Series from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Jackson Kelly emerges from the bullpen after Emiliano Teodo struck out four in his inning and two-thirds. He walked two, though, and those two are on the base paths currently. That slider was dominant. So now it's Jackson Kelly with runners on the corners and two down in a monumental spot in Game 3 of this series. First pitch to Junior Perez. Swing and a miss on an elevated slider. It's 0-1. Perez 0-2 tonight with a double play grounded into and a strikeout. Last night, Jackson Kelly came on in a very similar situation in the sixth and struck out Henry Bolte. And now looking for a strikeout with runners on the edges. The 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. I guess any kind of out will do. It doesn't have to be a strikeout in this situation. Two runs for Midland, came back in the fourth. RBI ground out, RBI single. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1 offering. Runner goes, pitches up and away, no throw. Two balls and one strike, and a stolen base for Angeles. Kelly behind, first base is open, right-handed batting Denzel Clark on deck. Kelly from the stretch, chest high, now lowers to the belt, 2-1. Swing and a miss, off the outside edge, 2-2. Slider away from Perez. He is such a difficult at-bat for a right-handed batter. The sidearmer throwing from behind him as he has his sign here from Johnson, who sets up low and outside the pitch. Outside, and it's 3-2. Not an action pitch with no force out. And the runners will stay put at second and third here with 2 outs and a 3-2 pitch. Riders trailing by a run in the top of the sixth inning. Kelly readies and comes home with the payoff. Just inside, barely missed, ball four. Base is loaded now for Denzel Clark, who's been the best hitter that's been on this team throughout the whole season. Midland has had some phenomenal hitters this year come through this team, and the Rough Riders have seen a lot of them, but Denzel Clark has been the consistent one and has been amazing, especially since being at the top of the order. And the first pitch is up and away, and it's 1-0. Cooper Bowman was fantastic. Jacob Wilson hit .455 in 22 games with them. But Denzel Clark, the leader in a lot of categories in the counting stats. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1.
That's a massive swing from Clark, but he cut right through that slider from the righty. Right over the heart of the play.
Clark is 1-3 today. 1-1. Just inside, barely missing on the inside edge.
It's another good pitch.
2-1 on the center fielder. Base is loaded, nowhere to put him. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, it's 2-2. On the outside edge. Every pitch so massive in this winner-take-all game. The complexion of this one can completely change based off this at-bat right here. And possibly this pitch. Pull side shift on the infield, straight away and deep in the outfield. The 2-2. Outside, we're full at 3-2. And now to make matters worse, everyone will be off on this pitch. Winkler at third, Angeles at second, Perez at first. They take their leads, and they take off on the 3-2 offering home. Up and away, ball four. Kelly walks in a run. It's now 3-1 Midland. Back-to-back walks, including one that produces a run. And now Brennan Malone stands in from the right side. 3-1 Rockhounds. First pitch home to Malone. Inside with a slider. It's 1-0. Malone 1-3 today. Kelly readies in the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a chopper down the third baseline. Weakly hit. It rolls foul. And it's 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders have now walked four in this inning between Teodo and Jackson Kelly. 6 walks on the night. And we're just in the top of the sixth inning. Certainly not a recipe for success in a pitching staff that has been so good all year long, and especially here in the two games in this postseason. Kelly Reddy's in the 1-1. Swing and a miss on a front door slider, and it's 1-2 now. Kelly does not give up a lot of hard contact. He's very difficult to square up, especially for right-handed batters with that crazy angle he throws from. A 166 batting average against him overall this season. Right-hander is just 142. He readies here in the 1-2 offering. Up and away. It's two balls and two strikes, so the base is still loaded. Trying to keep this one close. He looks in, he's got his sign. Blonde glove stops to the chest, lowers to the belt. He kicks in the 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes, and we'll have another action pitch now here in the sixth inning. Angeles leads from third, Perez from second, Clark from first. Here's the set, and the payoff pitch home. Got him looking on the outside corner. Massive strikeout for Jackson Kelly. He keeps it a two-run game. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 3-1 Midland here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's
get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rock, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
New pitcher on the mound as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Max Acosta to lead it off against Domingo Robles. The left-hander taking over for Jake Walkinshaw. 3-1 Midland. Bottom half of the sixth. Walkinshaw was great, allowing just one run over five innings with two strikeouts. Didn't walk a batter. And now the 26-year-old Robles goes to work against Acosta. First pitch. Breaking ball bends in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Robles called upon as the first man out of the bullpen, the 26-year-old, 6'2", 170 pounds. From a wind to the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup off the outside corner. It's 0-2. Robles pitched in four games in the regular year against the Riders. He made one start, 14 shutout innings against Frisco. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Three pitches. He struck him out of the changeup. One away. Now the Rough Riders playing from behind the eight ball as well. Down 3-1. And here's Josh Hatcher.
As they have in all three games of the series now. Last night a dramatic one. Obviously Abimelech Ortiz the hero tying it down to his final strike at the bottom of the ninth and then walking it off with a sac fly in the 11th.
First pitch to Hatch. Outside corner a strike. It's 0-1. If you're a Texas League aficionado, you recognize the name Domingo Robles. This is his fourth season in the Texas League. His third. two seasons in 2021 and 2022 with Springfield, and then this year with Midland. 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. The Riders faced him in 2022 when he pitched for the Springfield Cardinals. Robles into his wind, and the 1-1 offering to Hatcher. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking pitch. 1-2. Hatcher singled back in the first inning. He's 1-for-2. Riders down by a pair of runs, and they would love to get a base runner here and have somebody on base for Abimelech Ortiz. He's provided the only run today for the Frisco with a solo homer in the second. 1-2. A chopper foul up the first baseline, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Trying to somehow solve this Midland pitching staff that has had the Rough Riders number all season long. Robles being a big part of that. He offers in. There's a fly ball and a shallow left field. Perez coming in. He calls everyone off. And he puts it away. Two up, two down quickly for Robles here in the sixth inning. And Cody Freeman stands in, who's 1-for-2 against him with a single and a walk this year.
Freeman's hit a couple of baseballs hard tonight. Specifically that first one. Just missed his second home run in as many days. Flying out on the warning track.
Now 1-for-11 in the series of the homer. The pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Right now you need a base runner. Even though it'll be lefty-lefty with Ortiz. When he's hot, he's hot. Robles, the 1-0. Fastball right down the middle for a strike. Haven't seen many fastballs from him yet through the first two hitters, but he poured one over there, almost sneaking it by Freeman, or even at 1-1. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. The 1-1 pitch. There's a line drive into right field along the ground, scooting into right. Cody Freeman singles to the opposite way, and there's that base runner ahead of Abimelech Ortiz as the tying run to the plate now in the sixth inning. Got another fastball, and he was ready for it. Shooting it on the ground into right. And here's Abby. Two for two. Home run and a single. Tied the game in the ninth inning last night with a homer. Won it in the 11th with a sack fly. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a first pitch breaking ball. It's 0-1, and he's swung at every single first pitch he's seen today. Ortiz 0-for-3 against Robles this season with a strikeout.
You alluded to it a little bit. Ortiz has struggled some this year against left-handers on the mound. But you also said when he's hot, and that's been the case all year long.
The pitch. Just below the zone. 1-1. Those numbers for Ortiz, an 800 OPS against righties, a 620 OPS against lefties, the batting average 261 against righties, 178 against lefties. 1-1. Outside, glides away from him, and it's two balls and one strike. 15 of his 18 homers in the regular year came against right-handed pitching, but he did homer off a left-hander last night. 2-1 home. Low and outside, 3-1. And if they pitch around him a little bit, you don't blame him.
No, but there's a guy on deck that has quite a bit of pop as well in Sebastian Wolcott and could strike at any moment.
Robles ready is the 3-1. Low and away, ball four. Abby's walked. Tying run aboard. Go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Sebastian Wolcott.
Wolcott does have one double-A homer. He's still in search of hit number one in this postseason.
Ortiz easily able to find his way aboard on five pitches. Saw three straight balls after swinging and missing on the first pitch. Wolcott is 0-for-2 today. He's 0-for-7 in the postseason, as you mentioned, Luke. And he has walked twice, rather. You do have a man in Cooper Johnson on deck who has killed the left-handed pitching this year. If Wolcott can find his way aboard. will the 18-year-old come up here with a runner at second for the Riders? The pitch. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. A player who was born in 2006, 3 years after the Rough Riders franchise opened up their gates in 2003. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1.
Really good-looking changeup there, right beneath the strike zone. Walcott, eyes got big a little bit. And a good swing.
Freeman, good speed at second, the pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. I'm not sure Robles came set there.
He was very quick to the plate. Through it.
Yeah. Was not called a buck. One and two, two down, two on. Robles readies. He brings it in. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So Walcott down on strikes. The Riders' threat is tamped down in the sixth. We go to the top of the seventh. Riders trail 3-1. Luke back on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Part of the lineup coming up for Midland. They'll do so against the new arm. It's Ryan Lobis, the right-hander on the hill for Frisco. Lobis, still young in his Double-A career, making his first playoff appearance for the Rough Riders. Last time out at Amarillo, back on Saturday. Lobis has been good for the Rough Riders this year. He's only allowed two runs and his time with Frisco, that across four outings. It's Daniel Susak, Will Simpson, the first two up. And the first pitch misses down and away, followed by Jordan Groshans, who has two hits tonight. Susak and Simpson have each homered in the series. Groshans with two hits tonight. 1-0. Drifts low and away, and it's quickly two balls and no strikes. Lobis, a 24-year-old right-hander, originally from Marietta, Georgia. Played his college baseball at Mercer, and he's climbed the ranks here in the Rangers organization this year. 2-0. Breaking ball is in there, called strike on the outer third. He opened up the year with single A down east, and then quickly moved up to high A Hickory, and now making his fifth appearance with the Rough Riders. 2-1. Chopper left side. Freeman will glove it in foul territory. Moves to 2-2. Susak makes the long walk back to the right-handed batter's box.
Well, every inning is so important, obviously, trying to keep it a two-run game, but you're facing the part of the order that has done some serious damage in this series, and Susak, Simpson, and Groshans, 3, 4, and 5. This is a very important inning for Lobis, who has been good against right-handed batters, and these are all righties.
Right-hander comes at high leg kick. The 2-2 just tapped foul. Back to the backstop. On a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Lobis attacks with a four-seam, two-seam slider, and splitter. Open stance, he now comes set. Right-handed hitting catcher awaits. 2-2. And on the hands, another foul ball back to the netting.
Lobos is allowing righties to hit just 189 against him, 223 for lefties. Still really good, but nails against right-handed batters.
That's the beauty of the Rough Riders' pen. As been tonight, they have options. 2-2. Swing and another roller. That one caught the catcher on his front foot. And there remains two balls and two strikes on Daniel Susak. Susak reached in his first trip tonight. That was with a two-out walk in the first, since he has flown out to center and struck out swinging. Strikeout came against Teodo. His first look at Ryan Lobos. Another 2-2 pitch. Popped back our way and off to our right. And it remains 2-2, a long battle for the right-handed hitting catcher and the right-handed reliever. Lobos fell behind, two balls and no strikes, but has filled up the zone since. 2-2, ninth pitch of the at-bat. Ripped down the left field line, fair ball. That'll roll into the corner, Hatcher. Over to Glovett, and it kicks off the base to the wall. And Susak pulls into second base, a stand-up leadoff double here in the seventh inning.
Well, the exception of the fifth inning strikeout, he has put together some really impressive plate appearances tonight. A walk in the first, he flied out to center, but on eight pitches in the third, and then this one, another long at-bat, nine pitches, he doubles down that left field line. He's been an impressive hitter tonight.
Lobos will have to anchor down with Susak at second for Will Simpson. Riders trailing 3-1 with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Simpson is 0-3 tonight, and the first pitch just stays inside on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Simpson has struck out in all three trips tonight. The first two being against Mitch Bratt. And the 1-0. Checked his swing, but was able to hold it up on a slider that missed the way. Back-to-back batters have jumped ahead of Lobos. Two balls and no strikes. Susak was able to win the battle on the ninth pitch of the at-bat. He stands at second after the double. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outer edge, and Simpson came up empty on an aggressive swing, and it's 2-1. Lobos peers in. As is signed from the catcher, Johnson. Now comes set. 2-1 offering on its way. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball over the heart of the plate past him. Even at 2-2. Jordan Groshans, who has a pair of hits tonight, he's also scored a run, stands on deck. Lobos readies. Black glove at the belt. He lifts the 2-2. Wave and a miss. He got him. Went to the slider and picks up a massive initial out here in the top of the seventh. Well-executed pitch from the 24-year-old right-hander. Right on the outer edge. And induced a wave and a miss. First strikeout for Ryan Lobos. And now he goes to work against Jordan Groshans, who's been a pain for the Rough Riders tonight. 2-3, the first offering. Over the heart of the plate, a called strike with that fastball. Groshans batted sixth in the first two games of this series. Batting fifth here tonight. He's 2-3 with a single, double, and a strikeout. Strikeout came to lead off the sixth. And it'll ask for time, and he's granted it by home plate umpire Sean Sparling. Three-one advantage for the Midland Rockhounds. Top of the seventh, one away, and a runner in scoring position at second base. 0-1 pitch, well outside, and Johnson made a tremendous grab, keep that from going to the backstop. Evened up at 1-1. Across six innings, Lobos has given up just two runs for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Tagged in the air. Playable for the center fielder, Osuna. He's camped behind it. And that'll hold Susak at second base. He bluffed a tag. Well, there's out number two on a fly out to center field by Jordan Groshans. An And now Lobis just one out away. He goes to work against Jack Winkler, who's reached all three times tonight. A pair of walks and a single. In the first couple of games of this series, it's been the top of the order that's done much of the damage against the Rough Riders. But here tonight, the 5-6 batters have been all over the base paths. Winkler in from the right side, and the first pitch. Bends in there, a called strike with that slider. Nothing in one on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Winkler 1-for-8 in the series. He does have the two walks tonight. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Got him to chase the slider. Down and away. Now Lobis just one strike away from making it a scoreless top of the seventh inning.
And the Rockhounds are 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position in this game. And after the leadoff double, this would be a major buckle down here for Lobis to get all three.
0-2 pitch. Tagged in the air. Playable for Miesis. He started back. Now trots in, looking skyward, and he's there to haul it in. Ryan Lobis works around the leadoff double by Daniel Susak. It's a scoreless seventh. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded. Bottom of the seventh up next. Rough Riders still trailing. It's 3-1 Rockhounds on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the seventh inning, still a 3-1 advantage for the Midland Rockhounds, and it's Domingo Robles back on the hill. He worked a scoreless sixth inning when the Rough Riders threatened against him with a two-out base hit, followed by a walk. Both of those runners stranded. Here's Cooper Johnson, who has demolished left-handers this year. Left-hander set at the chin, and he rocks. First pitch to Johnson. A called strike. Change up at the top of the zone. Coop still in search of hit number one of this series. He's 0-for-9. Robles set, and his 0-1 pitch. Tagged in the air, out towards left field, but Perez is there camped under it. And he's there to haul in the first down at the bottom of the seventh.
He just missed that. Yeah. Change up off the end of the bat. Just a little bit out in front of it.
Here's the 8-hole hitting, Luis Miesis. He has struck out and flown out to left here tonight. In 33 games of the regular season, Miesis hit over 280 with the Rough Riders, adding 6 homers and 20 RBI. First pitch. Drifts upstairs and a bit away with a fastball. Ball and no strikes on the Riders' right fielder. Miesis also in search of his first hit of the series. 0-1-0. Taking a called strike over the heart of the plate with an off-speed pitch. Even at 1-1. Miesis had last night off. Aaron Zavala was in for the win. 1-1 pitch. popped up back behind the plate, and that'll get out of play. Ball and two strikes now. Jake Walkinshaw opened this game. He allowed just one earned run. It was on a solo shot by Abimelech Ortiz in the second. 5 innings of one run, 4-hit baseball. Now Domingo Robles in his second inning of work. 1-2. Popped up, back out of play yet again. It remains a ball and two strikes. There are 7 innings out in Springfield. It's a 6-5 advantage for the Arkansas Travelers. Victor Labrada gave the Travelers the lead with his second homer of the game. Riders trailing 3-1. The 1-2 offering. And Macy's tags it in the air down the left field line, and that'll twist its way into the seats. 3 consecutive foul balls, and it stays 1-2.
Well, it continues to be a problem for the Rough Riders to get multiple base runners in an inning. They've had that just once all game. It was back in the 6th.
1-2 offering. Macy's chased a breaking ball off the plate, and he's down on strikes. 2 gone. 3rd strikeout for Robles.
That's what Robles will do. He'll carve you up with the soft stuff. And that one, a slider off the outside edge. Biasi's a defensive hack, and he just couldn't catch it. But he will pitch off of his breaking ball, not off of his fastball, and it's been very effective.
Here's Caber Rodriguez in from the right side. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased the fastball away. Third baseman Groshans playing in on the cut of the infield grass. First baseman Simpson pinched in as well and shifted over towards the second base side. Pitch home. There's a chopper left side. The shortstop Winkler gloves it. Waist high. Long throw across the diamond and a nice stretch by Will Simpson at first base. Retires the side. Robles, a 1-2-3 bottom of the 7th inning. Featuring a strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the 8th. Rockhound still in front of the Rough Riders. 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Through 7 innings, it's 3 runs on 7 hits for the Midland Rockhounds, the Oakland Athletics affiliate. The Rangers affiliated Rough Riders, 1 run on 5 hits. And Lobus back on the hill, first pitch. Slider in there, called strike on the outer third to the left-handed hitting Jason Rosario. Rosario yet to reach tonight. He's laid down a sack bunt, driven in a run with a 6-3 ground out, and grounded out to first base. 0-1 offering from the right-hander, drifts outside. Miss with a fastball, and we're even at 1-1. It's Rosario, Angeles, and Perez, the 3-2-up. Bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. 1-1. Breaking ball, tapped foul into the first base dugout. And it's 1-2. Lobus has been used as a starter at times this year. 27 total appearances. 12 of them starts. All of his appearances with Frisco have been in relief. 1-2. Hit hard on the ground right at the second baseman Acosta. He vacuums it in and fires on to Ortiz at first, one away. Fastball over the heart of the plate, and Rosario pounded it into the dirt. Lobez has a first down of the eighth.
We haven't seen many hard hit balls at all against this pitching staff. You think of the walks that came back to bite him in that sixth inning, but the double by Susak and the double by Groshans really come to mind.
First pitch from Lobez drifts downstairs. Arabial Angeles is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a strikeout tonight. He walked in his last trip. 1-0 the pitch. Called strike with a slider in the lower third. Even at 1-1. Lobez sitting at 26 pitches. Mentioned him being used as a starter, a guy that could certainly go three innings if needed tonight. 1-1. Tagged in the air on a line into left center field. Osuna ranges into the alleyway to cut it off, but it's a one-out single for Angeles, his second base knock of the game.
Here's a hard hit ball, 103 miles an hour off the bat. Just a slider that was on the outside corner. Lobez is a really effective sweeper, especially getting a lot of swings and misses with that pitch, but he likes to get that off the plate. And that time just staying on the outside edge, and Angeles was able to get that to his barrel.
That's back-to-back hard hit balls against Lobez. 103 on the ground out right at Acosta, and that one at 104. And the pitch home. Drifts inside to Junior Perez. A ball and no strikes. Perez hitless tonight, 0-for-2. He's grounded into a double play and struck out, though he did reach with a walk. That was in the sixth inning. Now working here with one aboard and one gone in the eighth. Pitch home. Back to that spinner. Right at the knees. Called a strike. Even at 1-1. Rough Riders infield shifted, pulling Perez, or playing Perez to pull, that is. Lobez set at the chest. He lifts in the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. And it's 1-2. Top of the order looming, and Denzel Clark, fifth time through for the Midland Rockhounds. One gone, one aboard at first base in Angeles. And a 1-2 count to the Midland left fielder. And a pitch. Wave and a miss. He got him to chase. Second strikeout for Ryan Lobez. And there's two gone. Really nice pitch. Stayed away from the right-handed hitter. And it just broke off that outside corner. And he got Perez to strike out for the second time tonight. Here's Denzel Clark. Started the night 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, but has reached in back-to-back plate appearances. Takes the first offering up and in with a fastball for ball one. Clark singled in the fifth and walked in the sixth. That was with the bases loaded to push home a run. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, and they're called strike. Lobez pulls even at a ball and a strike. Two gone in the frame. Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds, 3-1. They've been out hit 8-5 tonight. And Lobez 1-1 pitch. And they're called a strike. Fastball on the inner edge. And again, just one strike away from getting through another scoreless frame.
Now the question is, does he go sweeper away or does he try to get that fastball in off the plate and get a swing and miss?
He's got some options here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The slider has been effective. That sweeper away. 1-2, runner goes, and the pitch down, the throw online, and Johnson canned him. Angeles caught trying to steal, and that's why Cooper Johnson is one of the best defensive catchers in this league. Lobez faces the minimum. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base after the caught stealing. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders needing some offense, trailing 3-1 to the Rockhounds on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The Rough Riders trailed late last night. They got a defensive gem from Caber Rodriguez in the ninth. That propelled the bats. They got a defensive gem from their catcher here in the top of the eighth. And now here's Alejandro Osuna. First pitch, a called strike at the top of the zone. Osuna, the final man to face Domingo Robles, the left-hander. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Top three in the order for Frisco to up here in the bottom of the eighth. And the 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss by Osuna. And he falls behind, nothing in two. Osuna hitless tonight. He's flown out on a ball hit to the warning track. He's reached on a fielder's choice and bounced out to the pitcher. Robles ready. And the 0-2 pitch on its way. Taken down and away. And it's 1-2. Alejandro Osuna, one of the best Rough Riders hitters this year. 306 average in the regular season. That came in 57 games with Frisco. Lefty set at the bell, and he steps off the back of the rubber. They get on the same page, and now they're going to call him for a pitch clock violation. And yeah, it's 2-2.
Yeah, the clock does not reset with the bases clear if you step off.
Big break for Osuna, even at 2-2 now. Robles set, and he rocks 2-2. His shot foul on a line down that third baseline and in to the crowd. And they make it very clear for the pitchers where that clock is. 2-2. Tagged in the air, soft out to shallow right field. The second baseman going back. Angeles can't get there. Alejandro Osuna aboard to open the Riders' half of the eighth.
How many times have we seen that here in the second half? Just reaching out and poking that ball in the air, willing it in the shallow right field. He is such a magician with the bat, and that is a massive hit to lead off this eighth inning.
No clue how he was able to pull that. A left-handed hitter got a pitch soft away, threw the hands on it, 61 off the bat, and it dunks in.
Incredible.
Here's Max Acosta, batting from the right side. He struck out his first time up, and he waves and misses. Had a changeup downstairs, nothing in one. Acosta hitless tonight. He's picked up hits in 14 of his last 16 games. Went 0 for last night. And the 0-1. Bouncer out towards shortstop. Winkler has it on to second for one. The relay to first is in time. A double play. 6-4-3 for Domingo Robles, and he erases the leadoff base hit.
Well, got a tailor-made ball. The only question was it hit hard enough to turn the double play? And a quick turn by Angeles on the feed from Winkler and able to roll that relatively easy.
Josh Hatcher stands in now with the bases clear and two gone. Riders trailing 3-1, working with their final 4 outs. And the first pitch to Hatcher. Tankin misses just off that outside corner. Ball and no strikes.
It almost goes without saying, but it makes things a lot easier in the ninth inning if you're able to get one here in the eighth.
A 1-0 pitch. Tagged in the air, deep to center field. Clark racing back in front of the track, watching, and it is gone! Right on cue! Josh Hatcher makes it a one-run ball game. A 413-foot shot to straightaway center. It's 3-2 Midland. Hatcher's 13th long ball of the year and his first in the playoffs. Denzel Clark trying to make a play up against the wall in center field, and he's now down at the base of that wall. Hopefully Clark is okay. Trainer out to check on him, as is the manager, Petit. Josh Hatcher with one swing of the bat. 102 off the bat, 413 feet. You alluded to it, Zach. Heart of this lineup coming up in Cody Freeman and Abimelech Ortiz. They trailed by one in the ninth last night, down to their final strike, and Abby was able to tie it.
And just a monster homer, but you saw on that replay there, Denzel Clark, there's an area where that padded wall kind of shoots directly out right next to the LED, and he smashed hard right into that. And hopefully he is all right. He has been such an important part of this team.
Hopefully for him, just a bit of a cramp. They were stretching out that right leg. It looked like they were kind of massaging the right calf. And you look at the replay now, he went leaping into the wall and just crashed into it.
You wonder if it's the landing here.
Yeah, it looks.
Yeah, that could be a little hyperextension there.
That's too bad. Denzel Clark has been tremendous in this series, just trying to stretch it out. The number 10 prospect in the Oakland organization. Trying to walk it off and stay in this ballgame. It's been a big piece of the year for the Rockhounds. He's been a massive part of this series. There he is, trying to jog things out now. A good sign for the center fielder.
What a huge home run by Hatcher. I mean, now you put yourself within striking distance. Last night is obviously an indication you don't necessarily need to be tied into the bottom of the ninth inning. But being down by one makes it within striking distance.
That it does. And you're bringing up two guys that have been tops on the team in the home run category, and Cody Freeman here. And if he's able to reach, he'll bring up Abimelech Ortiz. And if Freeman does become the final out of the frame, Ortiz will lead off the ninth. He's already homered tonight. Denzel Clark still trying to get loose out there in center field. And how big does that double play for Domingo Robles become?
Yeah.
Alejandro Osuna opened up the frame with a bloop hit into shallow right field. But a 6-4-3 double play erased that threat. And then the home run, and Denzel Clark is going to stay in there. Fans here at Riders Field applaud his toughness out there in center. Gregorio Petit, as well as the trainer, jogging off the field. Eric Fast, the athletic trainer. And after a couple of warm-up offerings, Domingo Robles is ready to go. Cody Freeman in the box, a one-run game with two gone. Here in the home half of the eighth. Robles set, tan glove at the chin, and the first pitch, swing and a miss. Freeman well out in front of the changeup, down and away, right on that outside corner. Freeman 1-for-3 tonight. We've mentioned his first trip up was that warning track fly out to left, 0-1. Up the middle, bouncing ball to shortstop Winkler, over to field it. He spins, fires on to first, what a play. Jack Winkler has put on a show at shortstop tonight. A 6-3 ground out sends us to the ninth inning. The Rough Riders do get a run on the solo shot by Josh Hatcher. One run on two hits. No errors and nobody left aboard the base paths. It's a one-run game to the ninth. Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back. 3-2 Rockhounds on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
In the exact same spot as we were last night, we go into the top of the ninth inning with the Riders trailing by a run. Instead of 2-1, it's 3-2 tonight in the winner-take-all Game 3 of the Texas League South Division Series. Denzel Clark against Ryan Lobis to start it off in the top of the ninth inning and the first pitch home. Strike at the top of the zone, it's 0-1. Well, Clark was down at the warning track after crashing into the wall on that Hatcher home run in the bottom of the eighth inning, so good to see he's okay and taking his at-bat here. He was at the plate in the eighth inning as well, the 0-1. Outside corner, called strike two, it's 0-2. When Angeles was caught stealing to end that eighth inning. And now he renews his at-bat, though, down in the count. 0-2 pitch, just up and away, missing with a fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes, the same count he had in that eighth. Today, Clark, an RBI walk with the bases loaded in the sixth, 1-for-3, an infield single in the fifth. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slider off the outside corner. One out here in the ninth. If you're Ryan Lobis here, you have got to keep it right here. Keep it a one-run game and give the Riders a chance because Abimelech Ortiz is leading it off in the ninth. He had the game-tying home run last night. And then you have Sebastian Walcott and Cooper Johnson who all have pop. The pitch to Malone. Up and away, it's one ball and no strikes. Oh, man, what a series this has been. A 2-0 loss in the opener for the Riders and a wonderfully pitched game. The 1-0. Outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Riders won 4-3 last night in another amazingly pitched game. An 11-inning contest, and then tonight, 3-2, more great pitching and more solo home runs. 2-0. Check swing outside and a sweeper, and it's three balls and no strikes. What has been an incredible run here in this postseason so far. 3-0. Up and in, ball four. Lobis walks him on four pitches. The one-out base runner here in the top of the ninth inning. Daniel Susak bats. There's nobody loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen as of now. And there's a lot of milling around out there. Some jogging back and forth. Skylar Hales will probably be the most likely one to get up and start throwing as John Gobel makes his way out of the dugout. And he'll go have a chat with Lobis. And right on cue, Skylar Hales has actually started throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen out in left field. So Ryan Lobis's leash is going to be very short here. And we'll see if Skylar Hales is brought in this ninth if Lobis cannot retire the next batter, Susak, who doubled back in the seventh inning. 3-2 game, Midland leads.
Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza is camped on that top step.
Now Hales just started throwing, so we'll see if he needs at least that one extra batter to get loosened. Hales threw 11 pitches last night in a scoreless inning. And it looks like Daniel Susak. It is Daniel Susak stepping in from the right side. Henry Bolte is now pinch running for Brennan Malone at first base. The pitch. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Bolte at first. Malone is the DH today, so no changes defensively. Top of the ninth inning. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to third. Freeman dives to his left. He's got it. On to second, one. Throw to first. Not in time. Skips away. It bounces off the sidewall. Susak down to second. The throw not in time. Nearly a phenomenal double play. Instead, there's a runner at second and one down. Make it two down, beg your pardon. Bolte was eliminated at second base, and Acosta's throw got away to the right of Ortiz at first base. Not able to turn two. And Susak ends up in scoring position at second base with two outs.
And almost a phenomenal play. Freeman able to knock that down, and here comes Carlos Cardoza now.
Fielder's choice 5-4, E4. And here's Carlos, as you mentioned, out of the dugout to make the pitching change. It'll be Skylar Hales with a runner at second and two outs to try and retire Will Simpson, who has two homers already in this series. And Ryan Lobus did his job. He should get a nice ovation. 3-2, Midland out in front of Frisco. Top of the ninth inning. Stick with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Skylar Hales emerges from the Rough Riders bullpen with an orange moon up above. Midland leading 3-2 with a runner at second and two down in what has been another phenomenal baseball game. Will Simpson, who's 0-for-4 with four strikeouts tonight, faces Skylar Hales, the 22-year-old. Simpson has homered twice in this series. First pitch. Breaking ball tagged into right center field. Lands down, base hit. Susak up to third. He gets the wave. Meaces guns home, not in time. Simpson delivers a single, and he's up to second. It's 4-2 Midland. First pitch slider hung on the upper edge outside corner, and he whacked it to right field. A massive insurance run for Midland. Because it wasn't right at Meaces, that's such a tough play for a left-hander to have to cut to his right, turn and square his shoulders back to the plate and try and make a throw, and it sailed on him. So now here's Jordan Groshans. Hales readies. He fires. Swing and a miss and a fastball at 96. It's 0-1. So an RBI single for Simpson. It's an unearned run charged for Ryan Lobus, but I don't think anybody cares about that right now. The biggest thing is Midland now has a two-run lead again going into the bottom of the ninth with Abimelech Ortiz leading it off. He no longer represents the tying run once we reach the bottom of the ninth inning. Hales brings in the 0-1. Up and away, and it's one ball and one strike on Groshans. Simpson takes his lead from second. Hales, the Reno, Nevada native. His parents are in town. And the audience watching. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. There's a liner foul down the right side, 1-2. His parents joined us in Amarillo, watched game one in Midland, and then came back here and have watched both games here in this ballpark. in 24 games with the Riders, hails a 2-1-0 ERA, 31 strikeouts in 30 innings, just 8 walks for the right-hander. He readies and offers in the 1-2. There's a liner into right field. That sinks down a base hit. Miesi's cutting it off in the corner. Simpson rounds third. He comes home. It's an RBI single for Groshans, and it's now a 3-run lead for Midland. And the Riders are starting to see the curtains close on their 2024 season. On a 1-2 pitch, fastball outside edge, belt high, and Groshans went with it, guiding it down the right field line for an RBI single. Here's Jack Winkler now. Pitch home. Up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. 5-2 our score. Midland leads. Riders have their work cut out for them now in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch. That's up and it's two balls and no strikes. And now, you know, it's the little things in baseball. Miesi's trying to throw home, which you understand, trying to get the man scoring from second, but missing the cutoff and allowing Simpson to get up to second base, and that allowed the single to score Simpson with the second run of that inning. 2-0 pitch from Hales. There's a line drive past third into left field. Base hit Winkler. Groshans up to second base, and the hits just keep pouring in the ninth inning for Midland. On a 2-0 pitch, got a fastball on the bottom of the zone and just raked it past the third baseman, Freeman. And John Goble comes out now and we'll go have a chat with Hales. 5-2 our score, still two outs. Hales entered in and he faced three hitters. He's allowed singles to all of them. Jason Rosario is the batter that he'll face next, a left-handed hitter who is 0-for-4 today with an RBI, or 0-for-3 rather, with a sack bunt and an RBI ground out. Riders trailing 5-2. They're down but not out. Hales has got to keep it a 3-run game right here. This is a massive at-bat. Ricky DeVito is loosening in the pen just in case for Frisco. And the offering home. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. The Riders made it a one-run game in the bottom of the eighth inning with a Josh Hatcher solo homer, but two runs here in the top of the ninth for Midland has extended the lead. And the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, top shelf for a called strike. It's 0-2. Full side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Outfield straight away. And Hales the 0-2. Just up and outside. Didn't miss by much at 98 miles an hour. And it's one ball and two strikes. Again, the Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning will have Abimelech Ortiz, Sebastian Walcott, and Cooper Johnson do up. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. 11 hits now tonight for the Rockhounds. The two teams combined for 18 in the first two games. They've combined for 18 tonight. 2-2. Foul back on a breaking ball, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Nine combined runs in the first two games of this series, and including one that went to 11 innings. Seven combined runs here in game three. 2-2, up and away. We're full at 3-2. Runners will be on the move here with two down. Hales peers in. He's got his sign, belt high set. And the payoff pitch. Outside for ball four. The inning continues. Base is loaded now for Aribio Angeles. 2-for-3 day for him. And this one can get out of hand in a hurry if Hales isn't careful here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball at 97. It's 0-1. 5-2 Midland, top of the ninth inning. Bags packed. Hales brings it in. Swinging a chopper foul down the left side. It's 0-2. Angeles, RBI single back in the fourth inning. Single in the eighth. He walked in the sixth. 0-2 pitch. Outside. He yanked it. It's 1-2. 98 miles an hour. Hales has thrown 18 pitches. He's facing his fifth batter, all with two outs. He readies and brings it. Breaking ball tagged out to left field. Hatcher racing back. Shy of the warning track. Jumps up. Makes the catch. He keeps it within reach. It's 5-2 Midland. Bottom of the ninth inning. The last ups in the season, maybe, for the Riders next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It all comes down to this. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Riders trailing 5-2. Last night, they trailed by a run going into the bottom of the ninth. They tied it and won it at 11. And now with Colin Palouse, the new pitcher on the mound for Midland, it's Abimelech Ortiz, Sebastian Walcott, and Cooper Johnson due up, looking for more heroics and dramatics on this Friday night in Frisco. Abby is 2-for-2 with a homer and a walk. You need base runners here. That's what you need more than anything. The 26-year-old Palouse threw in game one. He readies here from the stretch and fires home to Abby. Outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Expect the Riders to be taking a strike early in their at-bats. Palouse threw two shutout innings on Tuesday in Midland. 0-1. Breaking ball pierces the outside edge. It's 0-2. Palouse came in the seventh inning after two had reached against Mason Barnett, the starter, and retired Walcott, Johnson, and Rodriguez in order. 0-2 pitch. Popped up left side. It leaks foul and out of play over the Rough Riders dugout, and it's 0-2 still. He did not face Ortiz. Ortiz walked against Barnett. and that forced him out of the game. Palouse readies, and the 0-2. Ortiz takes high. One ball and two strikes. During the regular season, Ortiz went 0-3 against Colin Palouse. Full side shift on the infield, bottom of the ninth. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. One down here in the ninth. Sebastian Walcott, the 18-year-old now, with one down and the bases clear. Again, need base runners here. 0-3 today, 0-8 in the playoffs. Palouse comes home. Walcott fouls it back, it's 0-1. First time in his career facing Palouse. Came back on Tuesday. He popped out to shortstop in the seventh. ...0-1. Fouled back again, it's 0-2. Now with a slider off the plate. One down here in the ninth inning. Midland scoring two runs in the top of the ninth to extend that lead. And Palouse ready from the stretch. He offers in the 0-2. Fouled back again, just barely caught a piece and flicked it back to the screen on the ground. Palouse with Midland during the regular season, a 2.05 ERA. 28 outings, 27 from the bullpen. No balls, two strikes, still on the 18-year-old. Palouse fires. Fouled back again. Four pitches, four foul balls. And a season that has been magical. The best winning percentage in Rough Riders history. Facing a team in Midland that had the best winning percentage in their history. Dating back to 1972. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled back again over the netting to the right side. And it's still no balls and two strikes. Both teams finish 84 and 54. They have been incredibly evenly matched in this series. What a phenomenal series of baseball it's been. 0-2. Popped up. All right, in front of home plate. Susak, the catcher, in foul territory, makes the catch, and the Riders are down to their final out. Cooper Johnson to the plate. Johnson is 0-3 tonight. Midland 5, Frisco 2. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. Riders on the brink of elimination. Palouse offers in. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. It's a final. Arkansas has advanced to the championship series. The 0-1. Fouled away to the right side. Riders are down to their final strike now. Arkansas wins 6-5 over Springfield. Arkansas, who lost the championship series last year against Amarillo. Here's the stretch from Palouse. 0-2 pitch. Check swing roller foul down the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Midland has won 7 Texas League titles and 10 division titles, meaning 10 trips to the Texas League Championship Series. This is their first playoff appearance since 2019. Their last title was back in 2017 when they finished off their four-peat, winning in 2014, 15, 16, and 17. Palouse readies. And the 0-2 pitch to Johnson. Outside and low. One ball and two strikes. to the Riders catcher. Luis Miesi's on deck if we get that far. He's never say die, Rough Riders. Trying to pull one last rabbit out of the hat. 1-2 pitch. That's high. Two balls and two strikes. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Palouse. Johnson trying to find his way aboard in any way he can. Right-hander is 2-2. There's a pop-up. Back of second base. The second baseman, Angeles, under it. He makes the catch. And Midland will meet Arkansas in the 2024 Texas League Championship Series. An incredible series. Midland wins it 2-1. And for the Frisco Rough Riders, a heartbreaking defeat. An incredible season in 2024, which had so many historic moments. And the curtains draw to a close on this Friday night in September.
Tremendous series here between these two teams. We've talked about it time and time again, Zach. These, we think, are the two best teams in the Texas League from start to finish. It was the Rough Riders in the first half. The Midland Rockhounds right on their heels all the way. The Rough Riders won that first half. The Rockhounds took the second. It was only fitting that this series was as good as it was. The largest margin of victory in this three-game set, the 5-2 win tonight by the Midland Rockhounds.
Incredible season. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Riders fall to the Rockhounds 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for postgame fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, we welcome you back into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. The 2024 season has come to a close on a Friday night here in September, in which the Rough Riders finish off this series against Midland in incredible fashion. It was such an incredible series between these two teams, and just unfortunate that the Riders had to see it fall in this kind of way, with those two runs, especially in the top of the ninth inning, kind of deflating things for this offense going into the bottom of the ninth. Now, Luke, a lot of tough emotions, I'm sure, going on in the clubhouse right now for the Rough Riders, but this is a tough pill to swallow after Frisco had won so many close ball games over the course of the season, and this is the way the season ends, and another close loss here to the Rockhounds.
Yeah, a tremendous series, a tremendous game again tonight. Just the Rockhounds a little bit too much for the Rough Riders. I don't think there's a game that encapsulates this group of guys, both as people and as ball players, than there was last night. Just fought through adversity down to their final strike, and they kept the year alive one day longer. It felt, you know, a little bit like they were playing on some borrowed time, and they made the most of it. They ended up coming up short tonight, but, you know, you look at the season as a whole, super special moments all the way through, dominant pitching performances, major league rehabbers, you know, some top prospects coming through here, but most importantly, was all the smiles that we captured along the way. You know, these guys, great people. It's tough to see this season come to a close like this, but what a ride it was.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, a lot of great memories, of course, with this group, and a lot of talented players going up to the major league level, and many that will follow, I'm sure. It's always a tough pill to swallow when you go in and you have such a wonderful first half. You clinch the playoffs. You play well in the second half, and sometimes there's another team that's having just as much success, and that was the Midland Rockhounds this year, with both these teams finishing 84 and 54 in the regular season, and just a tough pill to swallow. I'm sure a lot of people will remember for a long time last night's game and the fortitude that this team showed, Abimelech Ortiz's phenomenal performance with a game-tying homer and then the sacrifice fly to win it. But there are a lot of people also who are going to remember how much this hurts to lose in this kind of way at the end of the season, and that's good. You know, these playoff appearances don't come around very often. The Riders made the postseason in 2022, and that snapped an 8-year drought of postseason appearances. The good thing is there's a lot of talent in this Texas Rangers system, not only here at this level, but coming up from the lower levels, and there has to be a lot of excitement coming up in the next few years, next year especially, with the Rough Riders. You have to imagine Frisco is going to be very good in the coming years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Right here at the end of the year, you see Sebastian Walcott, the top Rangers prospect, get promoted. I mean, all sorts of guys that are very much deserving that spent time this year to be at the AAA level or higher. You know, you mentioned a lot of guys from past seasons and from this season reaching the big league level. I think it was 15 that made their debut this year that were former Rough Riders. I mean, they're just churning them out, and it's been special to watch at all the different levels. You know, spent most of the year with Kellen Strom. Kellen Strom ends up in AAA, having a great year there. It's been special to watch the ascent of the guys that started here and have made it up, and also the guys here that you've watched grow all season long. It's been a ton of fun. We've had a wild ride along the way. You mentioned some of the best moments, walk-off hits, dominant pitching performances, but it all boils down to this group of guys. It was a really special one.
It certainly was. Well, without further ado, that's going to wrap things up for us here in this 2024 season. Incredible thanks goes out to everybody for their support all season long. The fans who did a wonderful job supporting this team all season. Of course, our bosses, Chuck Greenberg, who is the managing partner of the ownership group, Scott Burchett, our wonderful general manager, Kristen King, our senior director of marketing. Everybody who made these broadcasts possible on the stream side, on the radio side. Of course, my wonderful partner, Luke Maley. Luke, you did a phenomenal job this year, and it was my pleasure to share the booth with you. And I can't wait to see what you do in the coming years. It's going to be very exciting.
I'm going to spin that back around on you. I can't thank you enough for this opportunity this year. It's been a wonderful year, and my first in minor league baseball. I can't ask for much more. Being here in a great city with a great group of guys, and obviously a great broadcast partner, but even more importantly, just a tremendous friend. It's been an honor to be on your side over the course of this year.
It's been amazing. Well, the season comes to an end in a sour note, but it was an incredibly sweet year from start to finish. That's going to do it for us here in the 2024 season for the Frisco Rough Riders. On behalf of my partner, Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up all season here in 2024. We'll talk to you opening day in 2025, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!